Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true, and you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at Zakaran.com. All right, so here we go. Looking for certainty in all the wrong places. So why do people join religions and cults and follow religious authority figures? And in the same vein, why do people follow political figures, even tyrannical political figures, and warlords and genocidal maniacs? People follow all of these religions and authority figures for the same exact reason. Because they appear to have certainty. They are very clear about what they believe is right, not only for them, but for everyone. They're sure that their way is the absolute right way, not only for their immediate survival, but for their countries and peoples, and even all of humanity's physical survival or spiritual survival or their prosperity and their ultimate eternal prosperity. And they're very clear about what they want. All qualities that the average person is seriously lacking, which is why they follow idiots like that blindly. Most people have no clue how to guide their own lives. They have no clue what is the best way to live for them, because they are listening to a big, huge peanut gallery of everyone else who are all telling them, this is the right way. That's the right way. This is the right way. Oh no, this is the right way. This is the right way to believe. This is the way you're supposed to think. This is the way you're supposed to fuck. You know, the fucking list goes on and on and on and on. And the one who speaks with the most authority will be the one that the sheep will follow. But more often than not, it turns out that that person or that church, etc., doesn't have it all right, or at least not for some people anyway. So they go on the search to find somebody else that's got certainty to follow, that supposedly got it right, and get into cults or follow this person or that religious figure or that political figure, or join that group or join that gang or that organization. Looking for the right way for them, and looking for the for who has gotten it right. But the truth is, there is no right. There is no one single way that everyone is supposed to be, or think, or act, or look, or love, or fuck, etc. And contrary to what most of the religions believe, there is no freaking rule book. The commandments were 5,000-year-old recommendations, nothing more, nothing less, designed for very ignorant, very uneducated people, people who were very lost and very uncertain and didn't know how to think, who needed some sort of simple guidance, but they didn't come from God. God doesn't make commandments and rule books, because God does not judge anyone in any way. We're on our own down here, and there is no right way as determined by some sort of outside grand authority. People are looking for God to somehow speak through humans, and the one with the most authority and confidence, well, people reckon that he or she must be speaking for God, because so a person speaks with such authority. But no one actually speaks for God. No one. No one can speak for anyone else as some quasi-authority of God. Jesus didn't even speak for God. Every spiritual master and every spiritual business leader or spiritual leader or religious leader speaks for themselves and what they believe is right. But no one has any authority to determine what is right for anyone else except themselves. What everyone actually is doing is just translating a vibration. Everyone is looking for guidance of the best way to live, to be happy and healthy and prosperous, but no one can guide anyone else better than their own source. Or to use old terminology, no one can guide you better than God. But people think they need humans with certainty and clarity and confidence and awareness and wisdom and enlightenment to connect them to God. But that just is not true whatsoever. You don't need anything or anyone or anything or any belief or any mantra or any prayer or any rule, etc., to connect you to God, because God's source has never gone anywhere. God's source never abandoned you. God's source never ever disconnected from you. God's source is not looking for you to do anything or act any way or believe any way so that you can somehow connect to God. Thy God has never forsaken you. You're the only one who has forsaken God. Humans think that God is a judging God, and if you do good things and believe certain ways and if they worship certain ways and sacrifice and work hard and prove their purity and worthiness and morality, and you know that if they get tick all the boxes, then the judging Father God will take pity on their wretched souls and give them love and prosperity on earth, and they will feel the presence of God. And then if they're really, 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 really good, even if they didn't feel the presence of God down here and didn't really get any abundance down here, they'll at least get it in heaven. They'll get through the pearly gates and be granted eternal bliss in heaven. But no one needs to do anything or prove anything or believe anything to feel the presence of God, because God hasn't gone anywhere and always has your back and is always supporting you 100%. Unconditionally, and never judges you and always loves you and never judges you and always loves you 100% unconditionally, eternally. And there's no rule book that you're supposed to follow to get it right, because there is no right. There is no rule book, no commandment that you're supposed to follow except for the one that works the best for you, the guidance that works best for you. You don't need guidance or clarity or rules or support, etc., from anyone outside of you to guide your life to the optimal direction. You always have your own self-guidance system called unconditional love of Source that is always guiding you to all the wonderful things that you want in your life and the optimal way for you to live. Not how anyone else should live. The unconditional love of Source is always guiding you to fun and joy and abundance and unconditional love and caring and compassion and abundance. People erroneously believe that there's one sort of white-bearded, cranky old man of a God, and we're all supposed to think, act, and believe in certain ways that, you know, in some sort of specific ideal of that specific judgmental God, but that is just childish nonsense. The truth is, we are all God. Nothing is separate from God. We don't have to get to God. We are all gods. Source is never disconnected from us. I am God and you are God. And every human has their own God, so to speak, because everyone is God. Everyone has their own Source self, or higher self, if you will, if you want to use that terminology, that is 100% pure divinity, who knows what you want and is always helping you to get it, and is mostly guiding you, most importantly, always guiding you to joy and fun and abundance on all levels, because that's who and what you truly are. So everyone is like a godlet, trying to be human. No one is a human trying to be like God, even though that's what most people are trying to do and believe. Truth is, we're spirits having human experiences, not humans having spiritual experiences. We are Source, God, Goddess, all that is in human bodies. We're not humans trying to become spiritual. And it's not Father's knows best. It's my own Source knows best. Who I truly am as God's Source knows the best way to guide me to nonstop joy, fun, love, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment. And my Source will never tell another soul that it knows best for them. Because everyone has their own Source guiding them to what is perfect for their own joy, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment. And all of our Source selves, or if you want to use that terminology, all of our higher selves, didn't have some sort of big meeting to decide what's the best way for everyone to live. Because there are as many best ways to live as there are individual souls. And every Source self of every soul is always guiding every single soul to more fun and more joy and more love and more fun and more well-being and more prosperity and more ease and more joy and more fun. Not one single source self is guiding any soul to struggle and lack and hard work and sacrifice and judgment and limitation or any negative things in any way. Every soul is always and only being guided to goodness. And you don't have to prove your worthiness for your Source to guide you to goodness. Your Source is guiding you to goodness no matter what unforgivable thing that you believe that you have done. No matter what supposedly immoral, evil thoughts that you've been thinking, your Source is still guiding you to goodness on the path of ease. Whatever you want, your Source is guiding you to it. On the most efficient and the most fun pathway of allowance. And it's only you not listening to that guidance that takes you down the path of struggle and hard work and lack and danger and illness, etc. Because you got some sort of crazy notion by listening to other ignorant people that the path of struggle is the best path, not the path of ease. You listened to the authority figures who said the path of joy, love, and abundance is hard work and sacrifice, or is not spiritual. Struggle is more spiritual. That poverty is more spiritual, and riches are evil. That's just a bunch of fucking bullshit. But that is, you know, that's all that is completely illogical. How can you expect to get to prosperity when you're on the road of lack? How do you expect to get to abundance when you're on the road to lack? How do you expect to get to love when you're on the road to hate and judgment? That's just stupid. You can't get to New York by heading to Chicago. You can't get to heaven by leading a hellish life, so to speak. There's no secret password that gets you into heaven. There's no good or bad list. Heaven isn't a place. It is within, just like God's Source is within. God's Source is within. It is not a place. There's no one single pathway to God. In fact, there is no path to God because God isn't lost. God didn't go anywhere. You don't have to take a path to God. You just have to stop blocking God's vibration from getting to you. You got to stop disconnecting yourself from Source. No one lost God, and so therefore they need to find it, or whatever you want to call it. You're the one who got lost, not God. You're the one who ran around planet Earth looking for God in this church or that person all the while. God was right there with you, running around with you, going, I'm right here, I'm right here, I'm right here, I'm right here. Just look within, look within, look within. And when you're thinking good, feeling unlimited, prosperity-oriented thoughts, well, you can feel the presence of Source within you. You can feel Source within you just by sitting still, not running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You can feel the Source that you truly are when you just stop and listen and feel. And then you start seeing and feeling God's source everywhere, especially in nature and animals and plants and trees and water and babies and children and even the occasional human. And then the occasional master human who has practiced feeling their own source self to the degree that they feel this God presence that they truly are most of the time. And they can see that God presence within you, because that's all they focus on. And that's, of course, the classic guru. That's the classic master that you want to hang out with. And then with your own daily practice of encouraging that connection with your good feeling thoughts, well, you start to also live in a similar state of mastery, or if you want to use the word enlightenment, and you're happy all the time regardless of what insanity is going on in this misguided world, who do not know how to guide themselves to just good feeling things. So look no further for certainty, or clarity, or the right rules to follow outside of yourself so that you can somehow have clarity or have certainty. Otherwise, you will be forever uncertain, trying to follow everyone else to the correct path. And instead, look to yourself for your own infallible self-guidance system, which is your own self, source self, always guiding you to goodness and love and joy and abundance and riches. Look no further for love and approval and purity and generosity and all of the other godlike qualities that we wish to have in our lives, because you'll never find these things outside of yourself. Or if you find some of these things in some of the people, well, they soon drift away with the wind, and again, you're left with the only thing you have any control over, which is yourself and your own alignment with your own source and your own desires. As the enlightened hot dog seller on the streets of New York said to the Dalai Lama when he came up to him and said, Make me one with everything. And he handed over a $10 bill to the hot dog seller. But when the hot dog seller, you know, gave him his hot dog, he didn't give him his change. The venerable Tenzin Gyatso, a.k.a. the Dalai Lama, said, "Are you going to give me my change?" I mean, that's kind of an Indian accent, not a Tibetan one, but hey, I did my best. The hot dog seller said, "But venerable sir, you should know better than I that all change comes from within." Brum, bum. So stop looking for love and money and support and God and divinity and enlightenment and love and fulfillment and certainty and clarity, etc., etc., outside of yourself, because they all come from within. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Looking for Certainty in All the Wrong Places, and it helps you to start looking for certainty and clarity and love and joy and abundance in the only place that you will actually find it, and that is within. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, and I know you did, because it was freaking outrageously amazing, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com. Come say hello to me on Facebook. I'm the only Zakiron Shihan on planet Earth and the only Zakiron Shihan on Facebook. Say hello. Also ask me, if you're interested anyway, about... Hey, say, hey, I'd like to become financially free. Show me how to make 2% on my money and make my money work for me rather than me working for my money. So I can become financially free and do whatever I want whenever I want. Send me a message like that. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And as always, make life a holiday. Woohoo!